Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's exciting episode, we have our weekly check-ins, of course, and we're going to check in with Laura about some very big news. And of course, we'll wrap things up with our BFPs and BFNs. I can't wait to get started. Let's go.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 32 of Big Fat Positive.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Shauna. I haven't talked to you in a while. And I
know.
Excited to catch up with you. But before we get to my week, let's get to your week. What's your weekly check-in this week?
So my baby is 4 weeks old now.
That's a month.
I know. I cannot even believe it. It's like that phrase, the longest, shortest time. Like, It's just felt like insanely long and dragged out and hard, but also it's gone by in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
So basically this week was really, really rough because everyone in my household was sick except my 4 week old.
Thank oh my
goodness.
God.
Yeah. My husband got strep. My daughter got pink eye.
Jesus Christ.
I ended up getting a really bad sore throat and was like, well, I probably have strep too. So I just started taking amoxicillin that I had on hand and I got her pink eye. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It was just loads of fun. And my husband wasn't, you know, as available to help out as much because he was really sick, like really the worst sore throat he's had in like his life, he said.
Strep basically. Is terrible. Like absolutely terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, so I definitely had sympathy for him, but at the same time, I was like, come back into the bedroom, help me with the baby.
But of course, you don't want him to give strep to the baby, so that must have also been kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Oh, totally, totally. But yeah, and then baby's doing well. She's gaining weight. Yeah,
I'm
so happy. She's been having trouble at night, though, like, at first, I thought she was confusing night and day, like she would kind of grunt and kind of scream in her sleep from like 3 a.m. on, and it was keeping me awake. Like, I barely got any sleep this week. And we went to her one-month checkup, and we were talking to the doctor about it, and he's like, oh, if she's acting like that about that time of day, like 3 a.m., it's probably reflux. Like, everything's kind of settled in her body, and then by that time, it's working its way up, and which I get because she's full of gas. Her stomach looks like a hot air balloon.
Oh no.
I know, she spits up all the time.
Oh, so she's like your older daughter then.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like reliving exactly what happened with my first daughter. And he even looked at her butt, as you do in a checkup, and he's like, oh yeah, see how red this is? The poop is burning her skin because she's having a hard time digesting the milk, which is so sad.
No.
And he gave me the same advice he gave with my first daughter. It's like, you need to cut things out of your diet that are hard for her to digest, like dairy, soy, eggs, mammals, wheat. I'm just like, why does breastfeeding have to get harder and harder at every turn?
Are you using like a butt paste or anything?
Yeah, I'm using a Desitin. He's suggested maximum strength Desitin. So we're clearing that up.
But
I'm not going to cut that stuff out completely. At least this time he said limit it. So I'm going to try to limit what I'm eating to try to help her feel better.
Yeah, I mean, the links will go to make them feel better, but that still sucks. Also, I don't really know how much evidence there is for that.
I don't either. I don't even know if it really helped with my first. I don't even.
And it doesn't help for you to be stressed. And anyway, that's another topic. That's something we could deep dive with. Oh gosh, I wish we could find. But I'm sure we could. We should find a like nutritionist, a like pediatric nutritionist or something to see if we can actually.
Yeah.
Get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I would really love to know.
Yeah.
But the last thing I wanted to talk about, which is all related to this, is in our efforts to get her to sleep better at night and for longer stretches, because she's only been sleeping like an hour and a half at a time, is I've gotten obsessed with getting a hold of a snoo. Do you know what a snoo is?
Oh, my God. Yes. I want a snoo so badly. Yes.
So for our listeners, it's a bassinet created by Dr. Harvey Karp, who is the doctor that does Happiest Baby on the Block, which Laura talked about last week, the week before.
A couple weeks ago.
Calming your baby.
Yes.
Yeah, so he created a special bassinet that, like, I don't even know, shimmies and shushes and straps them down so they're, like, don't roll. I mean, it's intense.
I've done a lot of reading on this because I am obsessed with them, too. And, I totally wanted to get one before we had the baby. And Corey was like, maybe we should just wait and see if we have a baby that sleeps before we buy an $1,100 bassinet.
Yeah, I was going to say, we need to mention that the cost of the bassinet is well over $1,000.
Yeah, it's not cheap. And, you know, they only use it for... until they can, what, roll over on their own, right?
Yeah, or yeah. They can only use it till, like, 5 months old max.
Yeah, so it's a luxury item. The way they advertise it is that it's cheaper than a night nurse, which I guess is true.
Yeah,
but it has this, like, proprietary, what do you call it, swaddle.
Yeah.
That clips to the side, so it doesn't let them turn over. So that's really appealing to me, because you know they're not going to, like, turn over and smother themselves.
Yes.
And then it has microphones. I think it has, like, 4 microphones.
Okay.
So it picks up on your baby's noises, and if it detects noises, it starts shimmying, like, to calm the baby, and starts playing, like, white noise to calm it. So it basically does the, like, happiest baby on the block technique automatically with technology.
Oh my gosh, that is wild and crazy, and the finale of my story is I found somewhere in Los Angeles that rents them.
Ooh.
For $125 a month, and I signed up, and I'm getting my snoo tomorrow morning.
You are? Yeah. Oh my God, I can't wait. I cannot wait to hear about this.
I know, I can't wait to report on it, and I had them include leg risers, because one of the doctor's recommendations was to raise her bed, like, a certain degree because of her reflux.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to be able to raise the bed, strap her in, shimmy her, shush her. I don't know what's going to happen, Laura, but I'm hoping for a miracle, but I'm not. Try not to be too optimistic.
I'm excited to find out if it works, because every review you read online is like, this thing is the best thing that's ever existed in all of humanity, and you should buy it. And, you know, you think, like, oh, they're padded reviews, but they seem legit. So
yeah, and whenever the topic comes up in my mom's group online on Facebook, like my revered mom's group, every time it comes up, a lot of moms chime in and say it was great and they really liked it. So here's hoping.
Oh, my gosh.
I will update you next week on how it goes.
Oh, crossing my fingers. Crossing my fingers for you.
Yeah. So that wraps up my week 4 with my new baby. I am dying to hear your check-in. What happened last week?
Well, should we take a little break and then come back and turn it into a big topic? Because this week I had a baby.
Woohoo! That's big topic worthy. Let's do it. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know, or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too, and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Alo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Alo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Alo Moves has to offer, visit alomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Alo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's alomoves.com, code BFP. alomoves.com, code BFP.
Now for our special segment, Big Topic, and this is a very exciting topic, I might add. Laura, you have some reporting to do on the birth of your baby!
Yay!
Tell us all!
Well, I had my baby as planned, on time, by planned C-section, because he was breech, as anyone who listened to the last episode will know. And yeah, it all sort of went scarily smoothly. You know, everything kind of went as planned, at least at the beginning. So we actually recorded last week's episode the day before I was going in. Mm-hmm. So that night I was starting to feel a little anxious. I was trying to like be chill, but you know, the gravity of what was about to happen was sort of starting to hit me as we put all the final touches on our, you know, what to put in our bags for the hospital. And I started to get a little nervous. And then the next morning when I woke up, I recorded a voice memo that sort of captures what my mindset was. Should we play it?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my voice memo.
So it's 5:47 on January 4th. Oops. Watch out, kitty. Never awake this early unless I'm just getting up to go pee, but it's the morning of my planned C-section. Corey is in the shower. I thought I'd take this moment to take a little voice memo. Gosh, I still have a little cough, which is going to be fun with a C-section incision. I have a little cat. My cat Cal has been sleeping with us the last two nights because he chose to sprain his leg I guess he didn't choose to sprain his leg, but he managed to sprain his leg. So he has to be had to be kept somewhere where he couldn't do a lot of jumping. So he got the privilege of sleeping with us. And I have to say that he really was very calming last night. I kind of started having a little bit of, like, a panic attack. My heart started racing and I started feeling sick to my stomach. And I was like, oh, God, whatever, you know, what's happening tomorrow? You know, knowing my life was going to change. And then he came and got on the bed with us and started purring and just curled up next to me. And it was very sweet. So it's very hard to be having a panic attack when there's a little purring kitten next to you. I highly recommend it. Oops, and now he's going to try to jump off the bed too high. There you go. You okay? Okay. Still limping a little bit, that little guy. Anyway. So yeah, I have to be at the hospital in, let's see, it's almost 6. I have to be at the hospital in about an hour and a half. And yeah, it's all happening. I'm really thirsty. I hate this no water situation, especially since I've been coughing. So right now I'm really looking forward to getting some IV hydration in me. Thankfully, I was really worried my heartburn was going to be terrible overnight, but it was actually pretty good. I have no idea how I got away with that. And yeah, I guess I'm going to have a baby in a couple hours. It's super weird. Oh, the other thing that I'm planning on doing, which is super vain, I'm not a big makeup person, but I like my hair looking good. So I'm planning on, you know, I'm obviously was already planning on showering, but I'm going to be showering and like doing a full blowout on my hair today because I know that if I blow my hair out, it lasts a good couple days. So, yeah, I'm going to go take a shower and blow out my hair now. And then I guess have a baby.
So, yeah, it was just like, I think my body and my, like, I was, like, kind of having, like, an actual panic attack that, then when I went to go take that shower, I actually did, like, throw up in the shower because.
Oh, you poor thing.
So, yeah, I, like, threw up in the shower, which I had nothing to throw up because I was, like, 12 hours of no water, no anything. I was just, like, but it was, so it was just nerves, you know?
Yeah.
But actually, in that weird way, I kind of, like, let myself because I was like, well, now I know I can't throw up on the
I know, I was like, on, perfect, on that's the whole table. Point.
Yeah, exactly. And so we went in, and my blood pressure was a little high, I think, from anxiety. But we went to the hospital, we check in, they get us in a prep room, I get in the gown. My husband, Corey, was there, and so was my mom. Did I talk about how I wanted my mom to record the C-section on the last episode? I think I did.
I honestly don't remember.
I don't remember, but if I didn't talk about it, I asked my doctor if it was okay if my mom, who's a doctor, video the C-section because I kind of wanted to see it. And he said it was fine if I was fine with it. And so we did.
Wow.
So, yeah, so my surgery was scheduled for 9:30. They, like, wheeled me in, like, right on time.
Uh-huh.
And it was so fast. I got wheeled in at 9:30 on the dot. I was in the recovery room by, like, 10:15.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was born at 9:52.
So 22 minutes, basically, to get your spinal.
To get my spinal.
Get the baby out.
Cut the baby out of me.
Oh, my God.
But so I had my mom record it. And, you know, like the actual recording, she recorded the whole thing. I mean, except for like getting the placenta out, I think she stopped, you know, because once the baby arrived, who cares? But it was like 4 minutes. It was crazy. But so I get wheeled in, I get my spinal, which was totally not a big deal. Actually, the thing that hurt most was getting the local anesthesia around the spot for the spinal.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I was so nervous because that hurt. And I was like, shit, this is going to hurt so bad. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't even like feel him do it. I was like, all right. And the other thing that happened with the anesthesiologist, which I think was kind of funny, was I kind of dropped that. And not kind of. I completely dropped the fact that my dad is an anesthesiologist. Uh-huh. And I think I kind of got special treatment.
Okay, I need to know what special treatment from anesthesiologist means.
I didn't know this at the time, but so I heard him say, I told him about my dad being an anesthesiologist. We kind of like, where? What does he do? Oh, he does cardiac surgery. Oh, interesting, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, he gave me my meds. And then I was like, you know, I'm worried about nausea and I'm worried about shaking. And he's like, okay, we'll take care of it. So I thought he was just giving me all the stuff that they normally give you for it. I remember at some point during the surgery, I started getting a little shaky and I was like, I'm getting a little shaky. And he was like, okay, we're pushing that Demerol. But then later the nurses, like when they were moving me to my postpartum room and they were like, you know, the nurses were telling the other nurses what my history was and all that stuff. They kept saying like, oh, she got the full cocktail. And all the nurses were like, oh, the full cocktail. Wow. Like everyone was, every nurse was impressed that I had gotten the full cocktail, whatever the hell that means. But all I can say is that it worked really well. I didn't get, I got very, very minor shivers that were taken care of immediately. I got like, my pain was super completely managed. No nausea at all. So hats off.
That's fantastic.
To the anesthesiologist. And, you know, not going to lie, you can just tell people that your dad's an anesthesiologist.
Oh, that's exactly where my mind went. I'm like, I'm going to memorize where your dad works so that I can drop his name.
Just use it. It's fine. But so back to being, so I'm in there. I got my spinal. I got my full cocktail. They line me back. Then they bring my mom and Corey in. And by the way, like, you know how everyone's like, oh, tell the dads not to look over the curtain. Like, they were brought in, by my feet. So, like, there was nowhere for them to not see.
True. But at that point, they hadn't cut anything.
That's true. It was,
I mean,
it was,
same with Steve, now that I think about it. But
yeah. But, I just remember being like, oh, well, they're going to end up seeing. My mom, you know, purposely ended up seeing because I had her videotape it. So they're by my head. It's totally crowded. You know, I don't know about your situation, but there were all these, you know, all the anesthesiologists, the anesthesia, I don't know, tech or nurse or whatever, the two doctors are working on me down there. And it's kind of a big room, but everyone's huddled right around you. So it felt fairly claustrophobic for me.
Yeah, definitely. But
anyway, they start the surgery and then I feel all that tugging, which no one like properly prepared me for the tugging. I don't think.
I'm wondering if it was more intense for you because your baby was breech.
Oh, maybe.
Because I definitely felt it, but it didn't knock my socks off. Like, I know that's something you told me earlier. Like, it was just really kind of through you. So I'm wondering if it was a little bit different because of that.
That's very possible because he, based on the video, which I got, which I, you can hear in the video, I'm telling my mom, like, please don't drop the, please don't drop the phone into my open uterus. And the video actually isn't all that gruesome because she didn't know to like touch the screen to change the exposure where the light exposure was. So it's actually very blown out from the surgery lights. So it's not actually that gruesome. You can only really see the baby come out. You can't like see the incision. There's not that much blood, but.
Oh, okay. Well, I will watch it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe my threshold. Maybe you should find someone who's like a little less squeamish than you, but more than me, and get them to watch it first, and then give you a report back. Because maybe I'm just totally, you know, too far to one side.
Yeah.
But I thought it was like not at all traumatic to watch it. You know, and it's kind of neat, and you can see. So what you can see is his butt coming out first, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And he was born in the pike position, like completely folded in half with his legs straight, with his little toes like at his face.
Oh my God, flexible fella.
Very flexible. And actually, I cut out some audio from the C-section of the moment he was born. Should we listen to that?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Okay, so here it is.
It's a beautiful bottom.
Yeah. All right, take a look and lower the drape, please.
Congratulations, guys.
Take a look.
Congratulations. Yeah. You have the clamp.
His legs want to stay up. I don't know what that dry lap is. Okay, we're just going to delay the clamping of the cord. It's going to dry him off. He's going to give us a good cry.
30 seconds.
Okay.
Clamp.
Really thick, healthy cord. My goodness. Okay, we're going to bring this little monster over to you guys.
So yeah, you can hear my doctor be like, yeah. You can hear him. What did he say? Like, you know, his legs are straight, and it's really funny to see.
That's his first moment.
I know.
His first little cries. That's so cool.
And then they handed him over to me, and I had my right hand strapped down. I don't know why. And my left hand was free. But I was not confident in holding this baby to my chest. And also, it's not even your chest. It's like your collarbone. Like, I didn't have a lot of real estate to hold this baby on.
Right.
And he's all covered in that vernix. And like,
so this was before a nurse took him away and wiped him and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Like, they handed him straight from my uterus onto me.
Dang. I need a few moments of separation there. A little wipey down, a little diapering.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was sweet to see him, but I was, first of all, I was so out of it.
Yeah.
I was so loopy, and, like, they're still, like, they're probably delivering my placenta at that time.
Definitely.
Like, I didn't know what was going on, so I'm still feeling tugging and stuff, and I was just terrified. I mean, I wasn't the only person holding him, but I wasn't quite cognizant of that. You know, they're like, you got him, mama, and I was like, no, like, what's what, you know? I'm just like, I don't know if I really actually fully enjoyed that moment because I was so terrified that he was going to fall or something. Like, I didn't know what was going on. Or his face. Actually, the thing that was even scarier was I had one hand and I couldn't, like, turn his head so that he wouldn't be smothered on my face. So I should have known that everyone else is there watching him, but I couldn't tell from being on the operating table. And so that was a little scary for me. I was happy when they took him away because I just felt overwhelmed by having him there at that moment. So
right.
It was nice to know he was there and say, but I was also just like, I'm not in a situation where I can properly care for this baby.
Yeah,
someone
it's
else
so
do
awkward.
This.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But then they, you know, they went and cleaned him up. And as I said, so he was born at 9:52. He was 6 pounds, 8 ounces.
Aww.
So he was just a wee little thing at 19 inches.
Aww.
So, yeah. So then they took him with my mom and Corey. And then I was getting stitched up. And then they wheeled me back. And I was back in the recovery room by like 10:20, and
so fast. Oh my god, you saved yourself like 20 hours of labor. I just want to say you should thank him for being in that breech position.
Yeah, so my mom has been my mom doesn't pull punches. My mom has been like, you're so lucky. She's like, you didn't have to blow your vagina out. Like,
no, she did not say that to
you've
you
met
oh my,
my
god.
Mom
I know, but still, that's just such a freaking hilarious thing for a mom to say to a daughter.
I mean, she didn't. I don't think she meant it in a sexual way. She meant it in like a you can like maintain urinary continence way. Like,
there is also that.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of things to take into consideration.
Yeah. So anyway, so I have to say, I know C-sections are major surgery, and there's actually more to my check-in, which will be the asterisk to this statement, but it was very easy and awesome for me.
Good. I'm happy.
The other thing is, if we're getting gross, like, I don't know if it's just that my doctor is super awesome and, like, cleaned out my uterus really well, but I did not have bad bleeding afterwards.
Yeah, me neither, really.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Like, I read online it'll be worse with a C-section, and I'm like, that can't be possible, because this is, like, barely, you know, like, the first day maybe was, you know, heavy, but, like, I haven't had anything other than, like, light period, basically.
Yeah,
which is
me
crazy.
Too. So I guess we have efficient doctors that just really cleaned house.
Cleaned house.
Thanks, docs.
Thanks, docs. I mean, I really appreciate it, because I wasn't looking forward to, like, you know, everything you read online is, like, don't wear any clothes you like. Be prepared to, like, have to clean up, you know, your couch if you know, bleed through. And, I will say,
though, just be on the lookout for it to come and go. At least that's how it's been for me. Not huge amount, but, like, it'll, like, completely stop for a couple days. And I'm like, oh, sweet, I'm in the clear. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, gotta get on those pads. So.
All right, that's a pro tip.
Yeah.
Pro tip. Then we spent three nights in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should say that my baby boy, he latched on immediately in
good
the recovery
boy.
Room. Immediately. And then this all sounds like bragging, but we'll get to the point where things didn't go as smoothly soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he latched on immediately. Every nurse who came by to, like, check to see if I had, like, how things were going, they'd, like, hand expressed some colostrum, and every single one was like, oh my God, you're so lucky you have so much colostrum, like you have so much milk. So like immediately started producing great, like my actual breast milk came in on day two.
Oh
like,
my all these God, things. Humble you know, brag.
No, there's a lot of humble bragging, but again, it's, you know.
No, it's good. I'm happy not, for you because it's not a fun challenge.
It's not. And other challenges await later in the week. So, but, and he, you know, only lost 5% of his of birth weight. And then immediately, like on day three, started gaining it back. So all that stuff, I'm so grateful, went smoothly. It all went smoothly until, well, actually, let's listen to some of the smooth stuff. I have some cute audio, right? We have the first bath.
Aww.
And then little squeaky noises. Let's just roll them.
Do it.
Hey, everyone. So we're about 8 hours. About 8 hours postpartum. And I've got a little baby boy who's making all kinds of cute squeaking noises I want you to hear. He's sleeping. I think that he's content. But he's just making those noises. We'll see. It should be time to feed, but he's just wanting skin to skin. So, we'll see. This is the sound of baby's first bath.
You were right.
Corey just said you were right because I said I didn't think he would like it, but he just had a big meconium poop, so it's good that he's getting nice and cleaned up. It's about 10, oh no, it's exactly 10:30, so he's been out in the world for 13 hours. So, yeah, anyway, he's getting his bath, and I'm in the bed because I can't get up and see him yet, but I'm cool with it.
Oh, his little squeaks. Oh, my God. He's so precious.
I know. He like, dreams a lot, I think. Mm-hmm. He makes a lot of little, a lot of expressions. You can see he's in REM sleep, and he's, like, he just makes a lot of, like, vocalizations while he's sleeping. It's very cute.
That's adorable.
So, anyway, everything went well. I get discharged as planned after 3 nights. Go home. Everything. My pain is really manageable. I'm only taking Motrin. Never had to take any like narcotics.
Mm-hmm.
So we get home on Monday. On Tuesday, he has his first vet. This is a cat mother. Now I have a human. Okay, we have his first pediatrician's appointment, and at the same day. Oh, I should also mention my mom is staying, I think
that's
people
right.
know, for a month. Mm-hmm. So she actually like took the night shift the first night.
What a woman. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Gosh.
To what? Let us sleep. And it really wasn't twisting her arm. She loved it.
Yeah.
I find out she didn't put him in his crib at all. She like just
she held him
all night. Yeah. And she's like totally in love with him. It's adorable.
It's so precious.
So she actually did that for 3 nights because on Tuesday, the second day I was there, there being home, there being here, I had a kind of big day. Like I was feeling so much better. It was so nice to be home. I think I was energized by being home. And we decided we needed to give him a bath before his first doctor's appointment. And then my mother-in-law came to visit. So my mom and her were, you know, fawning over the baby. And it was kind of hectic. And I didn't once take a nap or put my feet up. I was like, I sat, but I was just like, oh, I'm back. I'm home. I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to put on like real clothes to go to the pediatrician's appointment. And I look down and I'm wearing like capri pants.
Mm-hmm.
And my ankle is like a fucking massive spare tire.
What?
Like huge swelling. And I looked at it and I was like, ugh, that's gross. But then I thought, oh, you know, I'm going to have swelling. Like that's just a thing, right?
Yeah.
I had IV fluids. I had surgery. I'm going to have swelling. Like I just thought that was normal, right? So I go to the appointment. I come back and then I was feeling like really off. My mom came over, she made dinner, and I just like I was feeling like fluttery in my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And lightheaded. And so I asked Corey to go find, we have this little like wrist cuff blood pressure monitor that I had gotten at a, you know, Walgreens ages yeah. ago. And I took my blood pressure and it was sky high. It was in like the one high 160s over like 100.
What?
And I've never had high blood pressure. I always had like 110 over 65. Like that was, mm-hmm. that's my like normal blood pressure. So I was like, well, that's weird. I'm sort of on the couch and I'm like, Mom, what do you think about this? And we're taking more and more readings. And I'm thinking like, oh, maybe it's the wrist cuff being a bad, you know, being bad. So we send Corey to the store to get a better one.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, at some point it like goes up to like 171 over like 105.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom is kind of freaking out because she's a doctor.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's emergency room. She's like, we need to start preparing to go to the emergency room. Meanwhile, I have never pumped. We've never fed a bottle to the baby. So like all the bottles are like sitting unsterilized in boxes.
Oh, no.
So I'm lying there thinking like, oh, my gosh, I have like, it turns out there's a thing called postpartum preeclampsia.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm like, oh, so this is the catch. Like, you know, he's perfect. I'm breastfeeding like a champ. You know, like everything's great. It's just that I'm going to die.
Oh, God.
It's just that I'm going to. And like, and seeing my mom be so concerned about going to the ER was like really big for me because she doesn't do that. You know,
yes.
Usually she's, you know, she's a doctor. She usually can handle things. And she was like, we need to like get in the car and go to the ER.
Wow.
But she luckily, she travels with urine dipsticks to check for various proteins and
I love your
glucose.
Mom.
So she was like, oh, I'm going to run. She's like, you try to calm down. You know, I was like doing like breathing techniques. Meanwhile, Corey is like frantically trying to boil water to sterilize bottles so that we can, you know, we can feed formula if necessary, because I'm not bringing my newborn to an ER in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to like stay calm. And my mom goes across the street and she's like, we're going to find out if you have protein in your urine and then we're going to go, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes across the street to the Airbnb or whatever, the place she's renting. And she comes back with the sticks and she tells me to go like, you know, pee in a cup and see what it says. And this is where, dear listeners, we get even more intimate. We've already talked about like bleeding, vaginal tearing. So I go in and I go to give the urine sample. And in the meantime, I realize I have to take a giant dump. So I realized I was like, I had not even noticed, like I had taken like a really small bowel movement in the hospital and thought that counted as like my first bowel movement.
Yeah.
But I guess it didn't really count. I like had a gigantic bowel movement. And immediately started feeling better.
Oh my God. Really?
Well, yes. Yes and no. So I did. It was like, you know, I was like insanely constipated.
And it
must have hurt. So the pain was really spiking my blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So I came out and I was like, this is weird, but I think I might be better. And my mom was like, okay. So and I was like, this is how, like, you know, your mom is A, a doctor, and B, like, your mom is, like, the only person you'd be like. I was like, I didn't flush because I thought you might want to see. And she was like, oh, absolutely. I want to see if it's normal.
You know, she said absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So I lie back down. She looks. She does the dipstick, too, and finds out there's no protein in my urine. So that means I don't have preeclampsia, which is good.
Thank God.
Very good.
Yeah.
And we take my blood pressure, and it's now about 150 over, what was it, like 90.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still high, but it's not go to the ER high.
Good.
Like, it dropped by like 20 points in the systolic after I took the dump from hell. But anyway, so I thought maybe that was like, I was like, oh, this is going to be the best story for the podcast. That I find out like we almost went to the ER because of a bowel movement. But it turns out it's a little more complicated than that. My blood pressure remains kind of high. Not dangerously high, but it is high. So I'm now on meds. So I called my doctor the next morning. And he's very like, oh, yeah, I'll just put you on some meds. And well, he didn't want me to even come in. He was like, just start taking these and we'll see you next week at your normal follow-up.
Okay, so, well, that must have been reassuring then.
It was. And I started wearing compression socks. I realized I had bought some compression socks during my pregnancy in anticipation of having swollen legs. That actually never happened. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, yeah, I have those. And I wore them and they totally took a lot of the swelling way down.
Good.
And my mom took the night shift another two nights to make sure that I could properly rest. And she did some research and she discovered that. So apparently anywhere from 2 to 25% of women get unexplained hypertension postpartum.
Interesting. I never heard of that.
They don't know why. Yeah. And apparently there's a bunch of risk factors. And one is like having high blood pressure during pregnancy. I didn't have that. Another is receiving IV fluids.
Oh.
Yeah. Check. Mm-hmm. Another is receiving NSAIDs, mm-hmm. oral anti-inflammatory. Check.
Yeah.
Another one was, a poorly managed pain, mm-hmm. which I think, you know, what I think is happening is I'm only on Motrin and I think I feel fine, but I think my body is registering more pain than my brain is, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I think there's that. So I have a bunch of these risk factors. And the good news is that in theory, it should resolve itself within 6 weeks. And they recommend you take this medicine that I'm on. So it's a... it's a beta blocker. I can't remember the name of it. Mm-hmm. So it should be under control. So we're out of the woods on that.
I'm so glad everything's okay.
Thank you.
I was getting scared there.
Yeah, I was getting scared there. I mean, I was really like very concerned for a while. So was Corey, you know, and then I'm worried like, just everything, you know, running through your mind. You know, my mom was worried I was going to have a stroke because I had such high blood pressure. So
right.
So now I'm taking my blood pressure every day and taking the meds. And it's still, the meds haven't really lowered it that much. But again, it's just, you know, my mom says, my stepdad's had high blood pressure in that range for decades. You know, people run around with high blood pressure in the, you know, 150 over 90 range all the time. And it's not like you're worried about stroke within a couple weeks. So,
right.
So anyway, hopefully that resolves because I wanted to be an straight A student, Shauna. I wanted my A+.
I know your desire to be a straight A student, and I'm sorry you didn't achieve it, but it sounds like you still got a solid A-, maybe? I think you did pretty great, yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
That doesn't mess up my GPA.
No.
But anyway, that is my extremely long check-in, but the good news is that I have a perfectly healthy, lovely, wonderful baby boy whose name starts with W.
Aww.
And he's the best, and I love him so much. And Corey is just being the best dad. So it's so sweet to see. And I can't wait for everyone to meet. But I'm also waiting until you guys are germ-free for at least, like, 2 weeks.
I know. Well, by that time, we'll probably catch another bug. So I'll meet your baby in June.
Anyway, I think we should probably move on to our BFPs and BFNs.
All right.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the ringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. All right, so we wrap up every episode with our big fat positive or big fat negative of the week. Shauna, what do you have for us this week?
I have another BFP.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. I've fallen in love with my new breast pump.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
It's called the Freemi, F-R-E-E-M-I-E, Freemi pump. And it's not like the traditional pump like that I had with my first kid where you've got like the flanges and like they stick out and like you basically have to like get a pumping bra to keep them both on at the same time.
Yeah, you look like you have like old like speakers or something. What am I thinking of?
Yeah.
It looks like you have bullhorns. It looks like you have bullhorns attached to your boobs.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, 100%. And like it's connected to a motor that plugs into the wall and it's all very like you're stuck here, you can't move, you can't bend over, things are gonna fall out, blah blah blah. So I never really loved that, and in the time that I have had another child, a new product has come on the market called the Freemi, which is like basically like these little bowl pump cups that just go right into my bra. And the cord is connected to a device that's battery operated, so I just like clip it to my pants, put these things in my bra. I mean, it looks like you have a weird, like, bad boob job, but you can, like, just pull your shirt over it and kind of look like a normal person. It's not like you have the bullhorns poking out, like, Madonna circa whatever.
Vogue, yeah. Vogue. Totally.
So I love it. I feel like I've got way more freedom when I pump. Like, I can get up and do chores. I can awkwardly hold the baby if I need to. I definitely couldn't do that with the other pump. Super easy to pump in the car. And I love it. I love not being tethered to the wall. I love not having those dumb flanges. I love not having to put on a pumping bra every single time I do it. So to me, it's been fantastic. And it's a big BFP for me in this new adventure of motherhood second time around.
That's awesome. Did your insurance cover that one or did you buy it? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. I was Very happy. They offered a few different models, and they were all good ones. Like, I could have chosen the Spectra, the Medela Pumpin' Style. But when I saw that this one was one of the choices, I was like, well, I've got to try it. I mean, I know what those other styles are like. So I went for it.
And you probably
it.
Had your old one.
I do still, have my right? old one, which is like, you know, I can always go back on that one, which I lost the power cable for, I realized. So I haven't even used it. So whatevs. I love the Freemi.
All right. We'll link to that for
sure. What about you? What do you have this week?
I have a BFP, of course. I feel like I've got to be positive, and you just heard my tales of woe of my blood pressure. So, and my BFP is like a no-brainer, and that is my mom.
Yes,
got
Susan.
To be my mom. Aww. So my mom is staying in a place directly across the street for a month, and we've been home for just about 5 days now, and it's been life-saving. She's been taking the night shift. She took the first 3 nights night shift, which I felt kind of guilty about at first, thinking, like, I got to learn how to take care of my baby myself and all this stuff. But you know what? Like, I need to get rest. I just had major surgery. Mm-hmm. And she loved it. She loves snuggling with him. So she's just been so great. And on top of it, she's a freaking pediatrician. So any questions we have.
Oh, my God. What a dream.
Like, I know. It's so amazing. And she gave me all this breastfeeding advice that was really good. Like, I didn't realize, you know, everyone said you got to do 20 minutes, and or like, you know, on each, you know, each boob. And she was like, no, I think you're overproducing. I think, you know, he's spitting up. He's drooling out of the side of his mouth. So that means you need to do shorter periods of time. And you're going to overproduce if you overfeed. And she's been just stuff I had never even considered. And it's worked out great. So I just have to say I have the best mom in the world, and I'm super grateful, and I'll never forget what she's done for us this week. So
that's so wonderful. If she ever wants to take the night shift for my daughter, send her on over. JK.
She does love babies. Yeah. She does love babies. So anyway, I think that might be our show, our long, eventful show.
That was a good one.
Yes.
I really enjoyed hearing your story of the birth of your son, and I cannot wait to meet him. Oh my gosh, it's going to be great.
I can't wait for all of us to hang out.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate our listeners. And I love that you followed us through our whole pregnancy journeys. And don't forget, we're just going to keep going, talking about having newborns and then toddlers and who knows what else.
College-age kids.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if in 20 years podcasts will exist.
I don't know. It'll just be pumped through chips in our ears or something. I don't know.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening, as Laura said. And if you have any questions or comments or anything you want to share with us about your journey, please hit us up. Laura, where can they find us?
We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a Facebook community group you can join. We also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com, where you can send us an email and check out our show notes.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Maiko, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to get a sip of coffee.
I'm going to have a sip of water. Oh my God, my cats are in here totally fast asleep. This is really cute. I'm going to take a picture of this. They do not care about the baby, by the way. Like,
good. That's
Magnus,
good.
Magnus kind of comes and sits next to us sometimes, and then Cal, like, occasionally comes and sniffs him and then runs away. Is, like, scared of him, so.